unserer piratischen Anfänge hat sich Radio Lora seit über 20 Jahren ausdehnt auf der UKW-Welle. Über 300 Sendungsmacherinnen und Macher senden im Raum Zürich 24 Stunden am Tag auf über 20 verschiedene Sprachen. We bring the truth to places truth has never heard before. Straight from the Musik, offener Politkanal, Info, Frauenradio, Kultur, Experimentalradio. Commandeering airwaves from unknown positions. Live and direct, we come and never pre-recorded. With information that will never be reported. Disregard the mainstream, media distorted. We come and listen and support it. Dass Lora weiterhin ein werbfreies Radio bleiben kann, braucht wir eure Unterstützung. Werdet Mitglied oder spendet auf Postcheckkonto 80-144-03-9. Für mehr Infos und das vollständige Sendeprogramm geht auf www.lora.ch. Radio Lora, das vielseitige, vielstimmige Lokalradio, weiterhin listen and supported auf 97,5 MHz. Because I like to take you to another mental level. Ooh, ladies first, ladies first.
I would like to play a little tune I just composed not so long ago.
Miss Billie Holiday.
Bird. The music called jazz.
Stop.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce... DJ!
Baby Monster.
Scratching and give me a beat.
Ouch! Every third Monday of the month on Radio Lora.
Good evening, Zurich. DJ Baby Monster here. And like every third Monday of the month, I am bringing you the music and the topics of my choice. It's Give Me a Beat, of course, Radio Lora, 97.5 MHz, or you can listen to us via web, www.lora.ch. And once you land on our page, you will see a web radio that you can click on and listen to me. December show is always a bit special to me. As many of the listeners know, I think I say exactly this every year. Christmas is probably my favorite time of the year. I just like the whole vibe around Christmas and, you know, getting together with friends, family, thinking about the presents, eating a lot, something that I really love. So for that reason, I always try to make a December show a bit special. Sometimes there is a topic that is very Christmas-like, and other times it's a topic that is just very important to me. And tonight's show is no different. So I'm continuing actually with reviewing of the Zurich Film Festival. I will not talk so much about my impressions of the festival because I already did this in my previous show, but just to remind you, the Zurich Film Festival was first held in 2005 and established itself very quickly on the national and international film festival scenes. Over 11 days in autumn presents the greatest discoveries and the year's most anticipated movies. For that, I really like Zurich Film Festival. They also have something that is very important for Gimme a Beat, a great amount of super cool movies from female directors or about the female stories. And I especially like the ones that you will not read so much about before they come out. So those alternative ones that you don't even know if they would ever come back to the cinema are probably my favorite. But in general, it's really a chance for me to see also even those mainstream ones that everybody are talking about and the others, and to focus and explore the female factor of the festival. I've been reviewing Zurich Film Festival for many years now, but this year I think I probably had the most material from all the other years. Usually I would be able to squeeze all my materials in one show, but this year I will actually have three shows dedicated to Zurich Film Festival. So the last show I was focused on two movies, and tonight I will focus the whole show on the documentary that I saw during the festival. This is really a special movie, Las Toreras, 7 years in making, documents Jackie Bruch's, the director and the writer of the movie, her journey of discovering more about her mother, her mother's mental illness, and how it affected the family and its dynamics. I was really touched by this movie. Really, there is something so genuine and so pure about this movie, and so sad and emotional. And I really have to say, when I saw the trailer of the movie, I was attracted to the amazing visuals and obviously to the female focus, because Jackie Bruce is a female filmmaker, obviously. But what really impressed me and made it memorable for me was Jackie's art of storytelling and directing, and also her courage to dig deep into this family story and demystify painful personal topics in the most intimate and emotional way. After I've seen documentary, I watched it on a world premiere. It was the first projection at Zurich Film Festival, but it was also our first projection ever. So it was really great to see it in that setup where, after the movie projection, Jackie actually spent some time to answer the questions. And they were also the whole crew there, everybody that helped create the movie. And there was even her dad and her aunt present. All of that additionally impressed me. And I was really happy that I chose exactly that projection to come and see this documentary. After the movie, I was so impressed that I reached out to Jackie, and she was really great. She was really accommodating, and we did a Zoom call talking about the movie, talking about her artistry. And I had so many questions. This is such a long interview that I decided to do a one show with focus on Las Toreras and Jackie Bruce. In addition, for me discovering Jackie as this amazing storyteller, filmmaker, I also discovered that she's a performer, musician, on top of being a filmmaker. And she is really blending her art, like all these visuals that you see in the movie or that you can see on a poster or on the website, are actually coming from Jackie. So she's really blending harmoniously her talent and art. And this documentary was really important for her to continue developing and sharing herself with the world as an artist. She actually had to discover the truth about her mother, because this was dark secrets that was lingering over her, because more than 30 years ago, her mother took her own life after many years of struggle with mental illness. And as you can hear in this interview, Jackie felt that this was the last moment for her to tell the story. And spending 7 years in making this, she had to almost put a temporary stop on her art to do this, to finish this. And now she can move on and continue and develop even further as a brilliant artist that she is, while creating the potential bridge across of her family and providing the closure for everybody involved in this story. As I said, I was really impressed with this documentary. And for many of my listeners actually living outside of Switzerland, I'm hoping that they will have a chance to see it. But for the people living in Switzerland, the movie is still in Swiss cinemas in Zurich. You can see it in a riffraff. And next year, it's going to be on Solothurn Film Festival that is happening in January, from January 17 until January 24th. So for my Swiss listeners, please take some time and see this movie. It is a heavy one, but ultimately such a genuine and beautiful, intimate story that will definitely move you. From my perspective, in tonight's show, I will play for you the interview, and I will also play lots of music from Jackie, because I mentioned before, Jackie is a musician, and she is actually a member of two bands. She likes to say that her main band is The Jackets, so I will play lots of music from The Jackets. And the other band that she has is a Sex Organs, and I actually selected a few songs from that band as well. The Jackets are touring around Europe, and they are also quite active in a Swiss scene. So you can actually see Jackie in the movie and then experience her on the stage. The music that they are creating is really very energetic, and I really liked it. And I have never seen The Jackets live, but I will definitely try to catch them one of these times when they're performing in Zurich or somewhere close to Zurich that I can easily get to. So with this, I'm going to start the Tonight Show. I'm going to start with some songs and interview, you know, how I usually do, to bring you closer to Jackie and her artistry, and of course the story about or behind Las Toreras.
Hi, I'm Jackie Bruce. I'm a filmmaker, a musician, artist, and you're listening to Gimme a Beat.
Somebody to start with, I loved your movie. I thought it was such an intimate story, you know, such a personal story. At some point, it almost felt like we are intruding in your privacy, you know. But it was also done in a way where I thought you, as a director, you really stepped back at one point and you gave us the story from the different perspective without judgment. And I thought that must be super difficult. So first of all, I was on a premiere. So when we were watching the movie, you were also watching with us, and there were many people there, you know, your dad and your aunts, and it must have been really emotional. So how was that for you?
Well, thank you for anyways inviting me, I have to say, and liking the movie and reaching out. So the world premiere, of course, it was overwhelming and incredible. Important moment after such a long and hard work. But there were so many friends and family, but also for the first time to show it to an audience, people I don't know. It was really incredible. It was really beautiful. And also the reactions, because you don't know really how it will be before that moment. I mean, I had like screenings and crew screenings. I showed the movie to my family before in Switzerland and Spain. But it's just like a mark. It's a birth, you know.
Yes.
And I was 7 years pregnant, like,
yes.
Crazy pregnant.
And it's a crazy journey.
And it was super positive. And I was very, very thankful for this. But yeah, to see that it works somehow, what I wanted to do.
And how was it when you were showing it to the family?
For both sides, it was, and for every single person, it was incredibly moving, of course, and they all heard about things they didn't know, because the movie reveals a lot of new things on both sides that I found in my mother's diaries and in texts. So for both sides, they didn't know a lot of things when I showed them the movie. It was really, you know, in real life, really a reconciliation with yes. The story of my mother. It was never talked about. It was not because of the distance, but because of the delicate themes and so.
Yeah.
And it was never figured out. And so when I really showed them the first time, it was for them incredible to hear a lot of new information also about my about my mother and. But I think it shows also how important it is to make this movie, because it brings a lot of new aspects into this story. Yeah.
Yeah, and potentially a closure for everybody.
One, two, three. I'm attracted to the way you think, even if I don't get everything. I'm attracted by the way you love, even if I don't get. I cannot see.
I thought it's incredible, brave for you to tell this story. You're a really versatile artist. I looked at some of the things that you do, and obviously, you know, as an artist, you always expose yourself a little bit. I think that's when art is really genuine and real, when the artist kind of puts themselves into it. But this is like another level, right? This is really exposing to the bone. But why did you really start this journey? Why was it really important for you to do this documentary? You know, obviously, it's important for you to know the truth about your family, but you could experience that without documentary as well. But you know, that moment when you said, like, okay, I'm doing this and I'm making the documentary, just give us a little bit of a like background story.
So this dark story in the beginning of my life, I was 10 years old when my mother committed suicide, and I already knew her for years suffering from her illness. So after that, it was just about surviving and get by and as a family to survive. And you don't talk about it anymore. But it, for me, because I was the youngest, this story never let me go. And I'm sure for others too, but for me, it was like something unfinished. And I kind of found in art later, I found a way to make something positive with it. So it kind of touched me a lot, this story of my mother that I never really got to know. And in art, I felt like I'm connecting somehow or making something useful or meaningful.
From that energy and that trauma or experience.
Exactly. And also dark side of life that I experienced very young gave me a lot of energy and joy of life. And also that I experienced that you can die from being unhappy, like my mother. So, you know, as a child, I kind of remembered her as a woman that is always dreaming of a other life. And this life is horrible because of her illness, of course. But for me, it was an image or something that affected my life personally, like that I say, I have to take care of my happiness. I have to follow what is important to me. I have to take care of my happiness. Mm-hmm. This is so my personal level. And as an artist, it gave me this direction of what interests me, like the world and the teenagers that dream of things that they cannot reach, you know. So it's like commercial and all these dreams of show business, all this, like, it's so far away from your real life. So this story has this huge impact on my life. But in the family, we never talked about it. I could at any time ask my father also, because he's very open and we have a very close relationship. But we kind of found a beautiful family situation with my stepmother, and we had a good situation with relationship with my half brother. And so you survive this pain and this horrible story that you just don't want to
go there
from it as a family, for sure. And then you want to protect this, and you don't want to start asking painful questions anymore. So for me, for a long time, it worked out to kind of make this project where I can kind of make something with this story. And then, so when I came to become as old as when my mother died, I don't know if I didn't think about this, but I just felt that there is a time limit where at one point her story will be lost and I will never know who she was as an adult. And also it started to bother me, this unsolved situation between my Spanish family and the Swiss family. And I just felt that it's weird that they never talked together. And I just knew my father, he's the really sweet person, caring, modest, generous. And I heard these accusations from Spain just didn't fit at all into this, in my experience with this person that I knew. And so it started to block me, this story. At one point, you know, I realized there's no way around. I cannot be creative if I don't know this story. I cannot any longer create another story out of this, mm-hmm. as long as I don't know this story that is like part of me, or it became part of me and so essential. So